The marketplace is also a sanctuary. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but accurate weights are his delight. Proverbs 11:1, World English Bible. Before coins became common in Israel, merchants weighed silver and goods against small stone weights. Archaeologists have uncovered many such stones, some marked with their value. A dishonest trader could keep two sets, one for buying and another for selling. Tadix. Yet Proverbs does not merely call this practice unfair. The Hebrew word translated abomination to Eva often describes idolatry and corrupt worship. The startling message is that dishonesty in the marketplace is a spiritual offence. God is worshipped or denied through invoices, contracts, wages, prices, and expense reports. The counter where grain is weighed can become either an altar or an idol. This theme frames the chapter. God delights not only in accurate weights, but also in people whose whole lives are blameless before him. The balance outside reveals the balance within. Integrity means that the self we present to others and the self known by God are not using different measures. The holy circulation of grace. Proverbs 11 then turns from weighing to scattering, watering, flourishing, and fruit bearing. Its images form a spiritual ecology. What is tightly hoarded decays, while what is faithfully released multiplies. The generous person is watered by the very mercy he pours out. Verse 25 calls such a person a liberal soul. The Hebrew is nefesh bereka, literally a soul of blessing. Generosity is therefore more than giving possessions. It is becoming the kind of person through whom God's goodness can travel. This is why withholding grain drew public curses. In an ancient subsistence economy, a wealthy landowner could lock his granaries during scarcity, waiting until hunger drove prices higher. 4th century pastor Basil the Great later preached that stored bread belongs, in a moral sense, to the hungry. Possession does not erase stewardship. The chapter's paradox reaches its fullness in Christ. He did not preserve himself through withholding. He was the grain that fell into the earth, the bread broken and distributed, the life scattered for the world. In God's kingdom, self-protection can become poverty, while self-giving opens into resurrection abundance. A tree in the city. The righteousness of Proverbs 11 is never merely private. The city rises through the blessing of the upright and rejoices when justice prevails. Holy character has public consequences. Our speech can stabilize a neighborhood or quietly poison it. Our mercy can make another person's life more livable. The tree of life in verse 30 reaches back toward Eden and forward toward the renewed creation. God intends the faithful person to become a small outpost of that coming world, offering shade, fruit, and life amid a society trained to grasp. Today, ask not only, what do I own, but what is God trying to send through me? Suggested cross-references, Deuteronomy 25:13-16, John 12:24-26, 2 Corinthians 9:6-11, James 5:1-6, Revelation 22:1-2. Suggested him, God, whose giving knows no ending. Prayer. Lord of the true balance, expose every hidden measure by which I favour myself. Make me honest in work, restrained in speech, generous in need, and fruitful in my community. Let your grace pass through me freely until my life bears the likeness of Christ, who gave himself for the life of the world. Amen.